It's time once again for the Passion to Succeed podcast, where we explore the traits, mindsets, and attitudes of passionate and successful individuals. This show is for anyone who wants to make a difference, make more money, learn from the greatest minds, and discover how to be more successful in all you do and doing it with a pure passion to succeed. Here's your host, serial entrepreneur, successful author, and the world's most passionate master coach, Craig White.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 93 of the Passion to Succeed podcast show. Super excited to be bringing you this show. It's actually a live stream recording of an amazing conversation with Leona Burton, who is the CEO of Mums in Business International, a great friend of mine, but also a lady with passion, purpose, and a desire to have a positive influence on the mums around the world. With a massive community, we're always collaborating and always sharing ideas and strategies to enhance your life, to empower you from the inside out. This was live streamed from the beautiful city of Cartagena, so forgive any background noise, but you really are going to enjoy today's show. So here it is, and check it out. Have a great day. Hey, 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 good afternoon. Do you know, I was just about to go live and the wind picked up. The joys. Anyway, I hope everyone's having a sensational day. I'm here in a beautiful city, the beautiful city of Cartagena in Murcia, España. Actually in Plaza Juan 13, I think. Not sure what the 13 stands for. But anyway, I hope everyone's really, really cool. It's another day and another live from me with another awesome individual. And as you'll probably see, every few days, 2 to 3 days, I'm going to be going live with an individual who has been a successful entrepreneur, maybe a successful network marketer, but somebody that I'm going to be bringing different people to you every couple of days, every 2 to 3 days, just to show you what's possible in the world of the entrepreneur. You know, the socialpreneur and, you know, social selling is actually expected to hit 1.2 trillion. I'm trying to reprove, unable to add guest. They can't join this broadcast at this time. Not sure what's going on your end, Leona, but it's not allowing me to add you. Let's try again. Bum, bada, bum, bum. No. Okay. Let me try to add the legend that is Leona. Oh. Approve. Come on. Here she comes. So I'm in Cartagena. In the beautiful, sunny Spain.
Hello!
Hello, my lovely. How are you?
I think we've swapped places. I'm in rather rainy UK, and you're in Spain where I live. Like, I'm quite offended.
Oh, mate, I thought it was quite funny. You flew in, I flew out. Very entertaining.
Can I just say, you're in the car where you usually come live with me, so now I'm completely...
I was going to say, who's driving or have you pulled over?
I pulled over because Ella's driving's not that good.
Hey.
She is.
Hey, people. How are you?
She's all right, but she can't drive as good as I can, so you know.
No. Well, safety first, hey?
Absolutely.
Hey, sweetheart, I'm so pleased that you've jumped on. I was just sharing with people that my mission is to bring to our social media this, like, influence and, you know, typically female women that are empowering other women all around the world, and you are an absolute master of that, running and creating Mums in Business International, which I love being associated with. I feel as probably one of the only guys that has entry into that community.
You are one of the guys.
But I'm really stoked that you are joining us. So one of my key mission, I guess, with bringing you on live, and I know we've been collaborating now for, I guess it must be a few years, maybe even longer.
It is. I think we met at Fraser's Success Summit, didn't we?
Yeah.
4 years ago, post-pandemic. No, pre-pandemic. And then we've been collaborating ever since. I mean, we are like a comedy duo together.
This is it. Do you know what? I always remember that moment that obviously you were speaking, I was speaking, but actually a lesson in networking. Maybe for me that day as well, but to share with everyone, like, you made a conscious effort on that day to get around and introduce yourself to the speakers and thank them and open up like new relationships. Obviously, the best one was with me. We clearly know that.
But it's a lesson. And I think sometimes you've just got to be brave and go and speak to people, introduce yourself to new people, to develop new relationships, not with any intention to get anything from, which you certainly didn't. It was more just that gratitude. I remember actually hugging you, bizarrely, which is fascinating. I just remember that. It was, stalk away. I think I've been one of your biggest fans for the last few years.
I know,
mate.
I think I'm going to have a badge made for you, quite frankly.
Hey, but look, I think one of the reasons you and I collaborate is, we have this vision. I think we've got a similar shared vision and mission to kick ass in the form of really bring this mindset of not just positivity and training and how to, but really to establish this internal reaction in individuals that they can believe they can accomplish absolutely anything. And I wanted to bring you on today. I know you're driving. I know you're flying up the motorway to see your family. So we won't take too much of your time, but you're going to be speaking at our event on Saturday, the 13th and 14th. And although many people that I guess are connected to me will know, but if anyone's sharing this, wherever you're seeing this, make sure you connect with Leona and myself. But I'm really excited you're going to be speaking, and I want to bring you on today to really maybe share three things that you think have been instrumental in your entrepreneurial career. Now, I know you was in network marketing many years ago. I know you went off and started a business, and then you re-established Mums Into Business International, and you've really exploded that over the last 2 years, 3 years, having a global impact. So what would you say are the three kind of entrepreneurial necessities for people to get their shit together and go out there and accomplish something worthwhile?
First and foremost is understanding that you are the only person that has the power. I think whether you're in network marketing or whether you are a solopreneur or whether you are whatever it is, however you label yourself, I think it's understanding that you are the person that drives your success. So it doesn't matter about your upline, it doesn't matter about your boss, it doesn't matter about your business partner, it doesn't matter about your parents, it doesn't matter about any of those things. It's knowing that despite your circumstances currently, whatever they look like, you have the ability to grow a business that you want to grow. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, because it's not easy. And I think there's a lot of noise online about success, what that looks like, what it actually takes. And the reality is, it is really hard work. And I don't want to glamorize the hustle, but actually, I want you to understand that there's a part of it that is hustle, and there's a part of it that is pulling over and taking a phone call when you're driving, and is pulling over and doing a live into your Facebook community because you committed to being there. And it is sometimes late nights, and it is sometimes early mornings, even though Craig hates an early morning, right? So it is those things that sometimes you don't want to do, or it is, it's coming up with stuff when you're not inspired and you're not motivated. And I think a lot of us look for external motivation, and the reality is it has to come from inside out. So it's, for me, it's understanding that you have the power, regardless of situation and circumstance, regardless of financial or motivational, whatever it is that's going on for you right now, you have the ability to change your situation. I think the second thing is understanding that if you don't have a support network, you can go build one. So the reason why I started the main Facebook group, one of the reasons was because I was looking for a place to be supported. I wasn't looking to monetize the Facebook group. I genuinely wanted that support. As a mum who had, I think, 4 children at the time, I've got 6 now, it's many children, I lose count. I had 4 children, had multiple businesses. I had just spent 7 years working in and out of television. I loved it, but I was really, really lonely. I felt unsupported, unheard and unseen. I was going to traditional networking events where I didn't feel like I fit in. I was running around like a headless chicken. I didn't have designer handbags. I didn't have a successful business. And I was going to these events where I felt, and this is on me, this is not on the other people, but I felt like I didn't fit in. So I created that environment for other women like me. And I think that's the thing. If you can't find that, create it, right? Create it, because there are other people out there that feel exactly the same way as you do. We have, I am so blessed every single day that my community supports over 300,000 women every single day. And that just amazes me. And sometimes it freaks me out slightly at the responsibility. However, it's freaking awesome. And I think number three is having the humility to ask for help. Definitely ask for help. Be humble enough to say, I'm really struggling. I don't understand. Can you explain that again? I have holes in my understanding. I have holes in my learning, my education, because business is always evolving. If you're not innovating, you're going to be shrinking. And it's not just about thinking you're the big I am and have everything, you know, nailed down, because you don't. And business is always changing, and we're always having to up level and upskill. And there's this saying in business, another level, another devil. And I genuinely believe that. It's like, okay, so I'm pushing through this next level in my income or my business, or you know, it was COVID and now it's, you know, a recession, and it's all of those things. And it's like, how can you recession proof your business? Well, you know, there are ways that you can do that. However, it's not going to be easy. And surrounding yourself with the right people, with the right education, with the right mentors, with the right people who have been there, done it, experienced it. Not everything. They don't know everything, right? But we do have a level of skills that we can bring to the table. So if you're not consistently learning from people who are a few steps ahead potentially than you are, then you're missing out. I think the other thing to understand is that you can do, or you can take all of the courses, you can attend all of the workshops, you can attend all of the conferences that you like. But if you're not actually implementing the things that people are teaching you, you're not going to see a difference in your business. So it's understanding that, yes, these things are amazing. We are going to give you things that I have given clients who have gone on to make multi-seven figures, right? But the reality is, the reason why they've made multi-seven figures is because they implement what I say. Now, I don't, it's not prescriptive, right? So I will bring something to the table, and it's up to them to how they implement those things, because you're your own person, and what works for one person doesn't necessarily in exactly the same work for you. However, understanding that if you take a piece of this and a piece of that and a piece of this, and you take every single day steps, and you're reflecting and reviewing consistently on what's going on around you, whether something's working, something's not working, is it you, is it your marketing, is it a broad range of things, is it how you're reaching out to people, is it how you're having conversations, and maybe you're just not having enough conversations. There are so many things. And I think sometimes as a business owner, it can be a lot. It can be like, oh my gosh, I've got to do all of the things, and I'm a social media manager as well as a marketer, as well as a telephone person, as well as a receptionist and emailer and all of the things. But it's like, okay, what's going to make the biggest impact right now? Well, first of all, the biggest impact is going to come from you. What is your vision? What is your mission? What do you want to achieve? And then work that backwards into, okay, how can I break this up? How can I work on this as a long-term goal, break it up into shorter-term goals, and then to every single day to-dos? So I don't wake up and not have a to-do list. As much as my ADHD would love to not have a to-do list, I have to have one, because the reality is, otherwise I'd be busy squirreling off doing something that I'm not supposed to be doing. Probably creating more businesses, I have to say. Or like, fuck it, I said fuck, sorry. I'm going to fly off around the world and do X, Y, Z, A, B, C. I have to have that, so I know that in order to achieve those things that I want to achieve, I'm going to see the results that I want to see, right? And it's all down to me, because that's the way it is.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I love that. And I think that's the difference, isn't it? Like, too many people in the world, like, wake up and react to what the world brings to their day. Like, people wake up with no vision, no mission, no purpose, no passion. And the simple way to align that is to get them goals in place, break them down, and have that, like, daily goals, daily to-do list, and whatever you want to call it, a to-do list, a plan, a strategy, a list of daily goals. Like, I remember teaching me this, like, back in, oh geez, we're going back to like October 2001, and someone just saying, like, the one thing that had been instrumental in their life was, before they went to bed every night or before they finished their day, the last thing that they would do is create a to-do list for the next day. And there's a science behind it. Like, I know it's like, it's been instrumental for me. If I don't have a to-do list, I'm like you, I'd be all over the place. I'd be jumping on a plane. We'd be like, you know, insane. But that to-do list, it removes all of the clutter in your brain so that when you go to sleep, you actually sleep better because you're not thinking about all the stuff you need to do because your brain dumped it. But then you wake up in the morning with purpose, with passion, and you go out there and create your day rather than reacting. And clearly, this is what you've done to have the influence. And yeah, look, you know, listening to you there, I mean, I've taken so much myself, and I'm sure everyone else has. And I could digress, but I'm conscious that you're sat on the side of a motorway. Your central heating's probably not on. Your central heating, your car heating's probably not on. So you're going to start getting with it because it's raining outside.
Freezing. Oh.
Got my little white legs out. But look, I'm so grateful for you. I really do appreciate that you've, you know, pulled over for me and everyone listening. And look, if anyone's listening to this, whoever shared this, whether it's my profile, Leona's profile, whether it's in some groups, whether people have shared it on to their profiles, we have the opportunity to just be that ripple effect of change, that little seed that ripples out and has a positive influence. And that's what Leona's created with her when she first started with her Mums in Business International community group. And it's just started to ripple out. And then ripples have got bigger and bigger. And eventually they become waves as long as you remain consistent and you don't get off the ride. So look, whether you're watching this anywhere, like, make sure you connect with Leona. But also, Leona, what do you think? Like, we've got this event coming up on Saturday, the 13th and 14th of May. I know you do a lot for charity as well. I know one of the big things you've been doing is with helping, I forgot the name. I've gone
Hopeful Handbags.
Hopeful Handbags. Thank you so much. Thank you. Sorry, I had Helping Little Hearts in my head. Hopeful Handbags, which is, you know, making a huge difference over into Africa. Like, and I always jump on and support that. It's phenomenal. So what do you think this event that we're doing on with Passion to Succeed and Accelerating Your Success Masterclass, what's your thoughts on that? How do you feel about it? Because I know you are going to be a keynote speaker, which I'm buzzing for, by the way.
I am so here's the thing. I get that life is really expensive for a lot of people at the moment. And this is super affordable for the quality of speaker that Craig is providing. Like, I cannot stress this enough. To pay these people for keynote speaking, to pay these people to be in a room would cost a lot of money, right? A lot of money. And these people are coming together, they're donating their time to help you guys grow your businesses. So if you don't have a ticket, you need to grab one. Super affordable. Craig, what's the donation price?
It's ridiculous. Actually, I think I was a little bit silly. £10, £20 or £40, people get to choose. I'm like, why did I even put a £10 option in? Like, but, you know, it makes it accessible for people that need it accessible, which is fine.
Absolutely. And the reality is every single £10 that you guys donate is going to make a difference to these children's lives. So if we can raise as much money as possible, and let me tell you, MIB International have been involved in fitting 5 water tanks now in Africa. And I am telling you, like, just the smallest amount makes the biggest difference when everybody comes together. It is not about one person doing a lot, but it's about lots of people doing a little bit together to make a difference. And I think sometimes when it comes to charity, and I'm going to touch on this because this is important, when it comes to charity, if something hasn't immediately or directly impacted you, sometimes it's a bit like, oh, you know, it's not directly impacted me, therefore I'm not really interested. And that's completely human, and that's very, very normal. However, I want you to think about it like this. If it doesn't interest you to help the charity, that's absolutely fine. But you should be interested in changing your business. Because I'm telling you that the recession, unfortunately, that we're in, is only going to get harder. So you have got to force yourself into leveling up this next year, skilling up, creating a solid mindset, having a solid strategy, surrounding yourself with solid people that I'm telling you know what they're talking about, so that when times get tough and when times get rocky, you've got the skills, you've got your tools in your toolbox that are going to be able to help you stay focused and stay strong in amongst the chaos. So you need your ticket. If you want to help charity and you just want to make a donation, donate. If you want, if you don't care about charity and you're not bothered because it doesn't impact you, that's absolutely fine. Get your ticket anyway because you need it to be there. So it's a ridiculous bargain for 10 quid, can I just say. And Craig is doing amazing, amazing, amazing things. I'm really, really proud of you. I'm proud to call you a friend. I am proud to work alongside you. And I'm really proud to be on your stage, even if it's just virtually right now.
Just right now, mate. Just right now. Hey, look, I'm super stoked. Thanks so much. Look, have a safe journey. And I will look forward to probably speaking to you. I'll probably message you in a couple of minutes. But anyway, safe journey. Give my love to Enna. And I will, just super grateful to be speaking. It's going to be a killer event. It's really going to change everyone's mindset. So look, have a beautiful day. Goodbye. And thank you, Leona.
Bye, guys. Have fun.
Hey, that was absolutely epic. So look, listen, just to finish off before I go and sit with Luba and my parents for a spot of lunch. And this event's going to be phenomenal. 100% of all donations are going to the Helping Little Hearts charity. Leona is an absolute legend, as you've just seen. She's got an abundance of passion, knowledge, skills and experience to really empower and help people really accelerate and elevate their success. And that's what this is all about. This event is about elevating and accelerating your success to make the most of 2023. And timing is now. Like what we plant in the spring, we reap in the autumn. It's time to feed the mind, feed your business and feed your future. Have an amazing day and I'll see you at the event.
If you enjoyed today's show, we would appreciate it if you would like. Most people share through social media. Then subscribe, rate and provide a review over at iTunes and SoundCloud. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us. The Passion to Succeed show is brought to you by PassionToSucceed.com. Get over to the website, subscribe and join the community of passionate people.